Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Real treat this morning. A national night out coming up in Tuesday in Stafford. We're going to talk about that. But also we have in studio with us from the Stafford Sheriff's Office, Sergeant Stephen Curtis is here. Sergeant Curtis, it is great to have you back. Lots to talk about. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's always great to be here, even on a rainy day. Nothing makes me smile more than being Ted Schubel here with me in the morning. So
this is good. We had talked earlier about doing this more, and
yes,
we're off to a good start.
I know. This is two shows in about like a month or so.
Yeah,
so
this is good.
We're at like a 300% increase than
already. This is great. With it raining, boy, it's sometimes frustrating when you're on the roads because people act as though in bad weather, whether it's rain or you name the climate or the weather situation, you got to slow down. You got to take into account what we're dealing with on the roads.
Oh yeah, I mean this is Virginia driving, which I'm sure anyone listening is not understanding of the conditions that it is, even on the best of days with the best of weather. Our distracted drivers, everything that's been going on with people's driving behaviors. But then you add a little bit of water, and this is the day where it's coming down pretty hard.
Yeah.
And it's, our auto accidents increase from little fender benders of just, not stopping in time and your walks, your wheels and locks, locking up before you slightly tap into a car, all the way to a full collision. And then you take into account the schools going on right now, the school buses out and about, and we're having an increase in people driving around school buses, not stopping when the school bus signs are out, or not having time to stop because they not pay attention. They see the school bus sign and they slam the brakes and realizing that, hey, your car's going to drift a bit in the wet road conditions.
Right.
So, yeah, it's definitely... When it rains and it pours, I'm like, it means a little bit more to us than the sheriff's office, because we're like, oh, great, today is going to be a very traffic-intensive day, because we see it all the time.
I am sure. I never thought of it in those terms, that when you do have the rain, that you're going to be busier. And it just you see it. It's been a tough traffic day, not only on the interstate's always a challenge, but just a lot of the main roads and side roads now.
Well, it's amazing how some people try to cut shortcuts and all that to get where they need to go, and you find this road called Winding Creek. And yet you're taking Winding Creek at like 60, 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's called Winding Creek. You should probably expect it's going to be winding, and we get so many accidents. Let's see.
Slow down.
One, two, three. There's three auto accidents our traffic unit is working on right now.
This is real time.
Yeah, 8 in the morning. There's three going on right now. Two with personal injury, which means someone was hurt in it. So, yeah, that's real time. Me checking right now that's going on, so...
And then there are certain parts where we're flooding in the county.
Oh, yeah.
You always know, and just plan on that.
We put out some Facebook posts about the River Road and Harrell Road flooding. And it's, you know, how many times, no matter how many people live in Stafford, we always end up with one or two water extractions. Because they take their, Ford Fiesta or whatever vehicle and try to fjord the river like it's Oregon Trail and end up... having abandoned the vehicle in the middle of this flooded roadway, so.
And the difficulty is, and fire and rescue, the Swiftwater team deals with this. When you're having to do those kinds of things, you put your own people at risk.
Oh,
too.
Absolutely,
that's the concern.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been on River Road before, and judging how far I could get my police cruiser to go down to try and see how close I could get to get these people out of their car, and it's a certain degree, because once River Road floods, because coincidentally, again, like Winding Creek Road, River Road, it's called River Road. It's next to a river.
Next to a river.
When it starts flooding, it does have a bit of a current where if you're not careful and it's deep enough, you can slip and actually slip and slide down. It floods very bad. And yeah, it's when we go out there and fire rescue goes out there, it's, anything can happen. It doesn't matter how deep water is. It's when water's going and rain and everything like that. It's always nerve wracking. And I'm not a big water person at all. So me, I'm just like twice as nervous.
Yeah.
When it happens.
But be careful.
Yes, please be careful.
Rain, slow down. Now, you mentioned school buses, and boy, That's a problem.
Oh yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. Yeah.
And I've seen it so many times where the lights are on and cars are still going by.
Yeah, I'm the coordinator for our neighborhood watch program, and I can, the two things I get from neighborhoods are excessive speeding,
yep.
and then especially going around buses when they're stopped at school zone or bus stops, people speeding and flying past when students are out at bus stops. It's becoming an increased problem more and more of just people in a hurry, in a rush, and that's where we come down to. I think is like. A lot of that is what we're seeing with auto accidents is people are in a hurry, in a rush, in a hurry, in a rush. And I hate to say it, I get it because I have too been behind a bus and I'm like, oh, great, this is going to slow me down by like 3-4 minutes being in a hurry. But it's kids.
It's
kids. Like no matter how much you're late, you know, commuting up north to D.C. or Maryland or rushing to late to an appointment or something or anything like that, it's never more important to, you know, completely disregard the safety of kids who, because the kids aren't paying attention. When the kids getting off the school bus, they're not paying attention.
No.
They're either on their phones, talking with friends, they're being kids, and they're not paying attention to, you know, a truck that's flying around the bus with a, you know, stop sign extended, and they're crossing, and it's nerve-wracking as a parent and just as a, you know, citizen in general, just to see all these number of complaints coming in from neighborhoods saying, you know, hey, and we can't be everywhere. About 200 sworn deputies, and I have over 160 neighborhoods in Stafford, so if I had every deputy working every single day and they didn't take any calls for service, no 911 calls, I would only be able to get most of the neighborhoods like covered with one or two deputies in those neighborhoods.
Yeah, you can't see it all.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things that we're trying to, but every neighborhood's reporting it. It's all over.
And I know in talking with law enforcement everywhere, I mean, not only is it illegal and you're setting you're going to get a ticket. There is no, I know with law enforcement when you violate that bus rule because of the kids, there's just you're not going to get any leniency.
Oh, no. Yeah. There's different things where if I'm doing a traffic stop, you know, that I can understand some things and kind of make a determination. Or if you make me hysterically laugh, and then I'm like, I can't give you a ticket if I'm hysterically laughing.
Right.
But there's certain things we can kind of give a little lenience or understand situations. But when it comes to kids and you're, you know, going through a school zone, things like that, yeah, there's zero leniency because once kids get involved, it's no. There's no, because again, there's no excuse you could give me, like no excuse you could give me that would justify putting kids at risk. It's just, for me personally, it's just none.
Yeah. So think of, but especially think of the kids.
Yeah.
And again, the few minutes that you're going to be behind that bus.
I think people forget that kids are very unobservant. They don't pay attention. There's some ones that are observant, but for the most part, and this
you
is
get
coming,
off and you're yeah. you want to get home or
coincidentally, I'm pretty sure. I don't quote me on this. I'm pretty sure everyone listening right now was a kid once. I'm gonna assume.
I think so.
And I was gonna look back. Were you very observant? Like,
never.
Were you paying attention?
Never.
No, I was like, I was on the school bus, you know, chatting with my friends, and when I got off, I just waltzed, jumped. I actually used to like just jump off the school bus and start running for no reason because I had energy,
and I can't remember.
Single time I probably even, you know, really was paying attention to my surroundings. We can't be distracted and we have to be the ones paying attention because they're not.
Yeah. Sergeant Stephen Curtis here from Stafford Sheriff's Office. When we come back, we're going to jump into National Night Out.
It's here.
I can't believe it's been a year, though. I think of last year.
Yeah.
Think it's been a year. We're going to jump into that. It's coming up at Stafford Marketplace Tuesday. We'll talk about it when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Sergeant Stephen Curtis from Stafford Sheriff's Office in this morning. Good to have you seated across from me this morning.
I know, and I'm fitting comfortably in these seats. I don't know if you extended the arms or not. Are these new, or they just been used to so many cops here?
I think it has.
They've warped out, but this can sit comfortably here.
Okay, good. We want to make you comfortable.
For those listening, that's very rare. Okay, our seats do not accompany my wide hips on this gun belt, so I usually sit sideways.
You've got, whether it's, you've got a lot of equipment there.
Always comfortable.
And I want you to be comfortable and want to come back. So that's why I like having you here. So National Night Out is back. Yes. This is a big deal in Stafford.
Yeah.
Even before, in the days when it was in August, it was a big deal. But you transformed Stafford Marketplace into just kind of a small town.
It is our largest event in Stafford every year, going on probably like the last 3 or 4 years. We average between about 3,000 to 4,000 people that come out. And we've moved it around here and there to different places. And trust me, we have at length extended looking at different locations, like maybe the airport, maybe South Stafford, trying to look at like the best places available. But at the end of the day, it's just Stafford Marketplace for the size and scope of it and the willingness of, you know, like Target in their parking lot and, you know, the organizations let us use that space. Is just, you know, Kimco lets us use so much of their parking lot because it's grown and grown and grown, and we have so many exhibitors now that come out and set up, you know, community members that come and set up their tents and their tables. So it keeps growing every year, and we're kind of outgrowing Stafford Marketplace. Like we keep using a little more parking.
I can see that.
But we've kind of maxed out how much space we can use, so. We're kind of going right now, like we're seeing the numbers this year of who comes out. And please do not let this hinder anyone from coming out. Please come out
and
tie in with the community and enjoy. But yeah, it's transformed every year and it keeps growing. And I don't know, it's a great problem to have of going like, hey, I think we're outgrowing Stafford Marketplace. But I say that and people are like, Stafford Marketplace is huge. And we're like, we know that's how big this is becoming.
Yeah. No, I can remember a couple of years ago just standing there and looking out from the stage at everybody. And it was just mind-boggling that many people came. And like you say, what a great problem to have.
Yeah, yeah. It's fantastic.
It shows what the community just the community, the Stafford community and the sheriff's office have just a unique relationship over the years. And it's just there's from both sides there's such respect for each other.
Yeah, it's we have photos and stuff at the event, and anytime I'm looking for like stuff on, you know, social media, put a nice picture up, I always go to National Night Out, our folders for our photos there, because it's great because I walk around. I get a lot of just walking around National Night Out and talking to people, and it's just always smiles. And not that, listen, our deputies are wonderful, smiling people, but I never see them having more fun at their job than National Night Out. National Night Out, because we bring, you know, the SWAT team, we bring all the specialty teams, we bring, you know, all these different vehicles, and it's a full court press for the sheriff's office. A lot of the deputies who don't really do a lot of events are out there, and it is always good to just see them just genuinely loving, smiles on their face, talking with kids, talking with families, and just everyone is always, all the citizens that come out are always just so excited and engaged to learn and just talk about what we're doing. And then all the vendors that come out, all the exhibitors that come out, that are, you know, promoting what their organizations do. I can't tell you how many times I've had people walk up and be like, I never knew that, you know, Gwyneth Skiff does this. I never knew that Empower House was this. I never knew this. And, you know, they'll have a handful or armful of flyers and pamphlets and stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah. And it's great because that's the whole point of it, is connecting the community together. And there's so many organizations and groups that we bring out to National Night Out that have been around for so long, that just been here for years and years, decades, that people still don't know that there are these resources out there. And to see, you know, families and people like actually excited to learn about these things is great, especially new citizens that come out, new people that moved into Stafford and never been to a National Night Out, or they've heard about it but never knew it was like the size that ours is. It's exciting because you see them genuinely be like, oh, okay, moving to Stafford, this was a good, this is a very connected community. And that's always just like a smile on my face every time.
You're working with all those organizations, and that's what makes, I think, what makes the sheriff's office so effective, that you have great relationships with all these organizations, and everybody works. And like you say, some of these things, if you have never dealt with, or had an issue with, you may not know, but it's good to know, either for yourself or for you know, a neighbor or a coworker.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally a combination of everything out there. There's houses of worship that come out. There's just nonprofits that come out. There's, you know, Mission Barbecue, TNT that come out and bring, I mean, and by the way, the food that is 100% free. No one pays anything. They just come out and they're like, hey, we're just going to come out with our food trucks and give away free food because you can't sell anything at National Night Out. So everything's free. And you have all these different aspects. You know, we have one house of worship, I think Freedom Church, that brings this huge grill, huge like primo grill, and they raffle it away. They just give raffle tickets, and they just give it away. And you wouldn't expect that from a house of worship. Like, oh, they're just here trying to like get people to come be at their church. But that was an idea they came up with, and it was huge. People talked about it all last year when they did it. Was like, yeah, someone got this huge like thousand like however much it was grill. And then there's, you know, all the nonprofits getting out the resources. And then we have the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. We have all the ones that people traditionally know. But then we have like Code Ninjas and like these kind of newer clubs for kids and activities for kids that people don't know about. And that's where you see a lot. And they all bring games and activities and, you know, rock climbing wall. The fact that the Boy Scouts bring a rock climbing wall. Mm-hmm. There's so many people like, is that a rock climbing wall? I'm like, yeah, like, and it, we can just do it. It's like, yeah, there's a long line, but you can just go do it. And I could go on and on and on. But yeah, they're all organizations that we either have just met or, you know, have been working with for a long standing period of time. You know, we have some of the new gyms that just looked up, Freshburg Iron that just opened up. They'll be there this year. So it's great because it's, we go out and we try to make connections with all these new organizations and businesses and different affiliations. And if like that's one of the things we say is, hey, you know, welcome to Stafford. You know, you just set up a new organization, new nonprofit. We have this National Night Out program. We would love to tell you when the registration is and see if we can get you a spot because it helps it out. It helps out to say, hey, there's this new resource in Stafford County. There's this new organization in Stafford County. And, you know, we'll take anyone, everyone, but we like to find the ones that are like family focused, like community focused. So it ends up being National Night Out. It isn't just, oh, here's just organizations you can come and like learn about. It's truly every facet of what we call our community come together in one massive gathering in one night, and it's great.
And that's what makes it so strong. Like you say, it's not just any one thing. Because I remember years and years and years ago, too many years ago, when National Night Out was where they talked about, you know, you'll turn on your porch light.
Turn on your porch lights. Yep.
You know, get to know your neighbors, and you still can get to know your neighbors.
Yeah.
But this really is a community gathering.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, like you say, you guys, the sheriff and everyone with the sheriff's office is out and about. It really is a good chance to. And you guys like to get to know.
Yeah, that's what I said. You know, we have a lot.
You learn a lot from.
Yeah.
Just talking to people.
We have a lot of deputies and a lot of, you know, that don't really, you know, interact or engage with the community past just like, you know, calls and things like that.
Yeah.
And to see people come and ask them questions about like what they do, and they're in, because everyone's, you know, we have SROs, we have, you know, courts there, we have all these different aspects, you know, the SWAT team, CDU team, boat team, dive team, search and rescue team. It's literally where you can ask all these questions. Short of our like Citizens Police Academy, it's the only other place and other time that you could really come and learn so much and engage with. And the questions are always great. They're always questions that just, I don't know, I've always enjoyed when people have asked questions or had misconceptions about law enforcement or the sheriff's office, and they'll ask a question and the answers will like, you know, shock them. Like, oh, I didn't think that was kind of how that did or how that went or how this, you know, how you all utilize this. Like our drones, there's so many people who are like, oh yeah, you probably just spy on houses. And I'm like, no, 80% of the time we get called out, it's for missing children or missing adults who have Alzheimer's dementia that go wandering. And they're like, really? I thought you would just chase cars. I was like, no, the drone is not fast enough to chase a car.
Right.
But it's that kind of like quizzical look of like, oh, I've learned something today. And I don't know. For me, I always enjoy that. And you get a lot of that while you're at National Night Out because, again, we have people walking around. Our cadets are out there. And a lot of people don't know who cadets are.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, these are, you know, it's like JROTC in the high schools. You know, you can be a cadet in high school and it's pretty much the same thing, but it's the law enforcement equivalent. So you have these teenagers that are walking around, you know, in a cadet outfit.
Yep.
So you see other teens that didn't know that was a thing or parents that didn't know that was a thing. And they get to talk to a cadet who is, you know, a parent talking to a cadet going, oh, okay, my kid could do this.
Right, exactly.
If they have an interest in that. Because I get so many people like, oh, my son, my daughter, they want to be a cop when they grow up. They love, you know, on Halloween, trunk or treats, they do the cop outfits. And they don't know about a cadet program. They know about JRTC, but not a lot of people know about the cadets. So again, it's just more opportunity to learn about our organization and our agency. And that's the big thing. This isn't just a, hey, come and get free flyers and free stuff and free barbecue. It's, you know, come and learn about the community, come and learn about what Stafford has that you might not know about, instead of just driving around trying to find everything. It's all in one spot.
And especially the opportunity to talk to all of you, anybody who has misconceptions, or you read about things and you just think, and you, it only takes a few minutes if you're talking to the sheriff or any of you to realize, you know, some of the stereotypes or some of the things that you see in other communities, it's not like that here.
No, it's not. And that's the thing I love, is that the sheriff is there. He's there the whole time. And
it's
kind of
right
like, where's Waldo? So it's like,
usually
you find the largest gathering of people that's usually there. But I've had people I've seen that walked up to him and talked to him, not realizing he's the sheriff. Because he doesn't just sit on like a podium or a big fancy chair. He's out like walking around. And again, it's so funny, because I've seen so many people not realize that they're talking to the sheriff, and afterwards I'll be like, oh yeah, that's the sheriff. And they're like, oh, I had a 5-minute conversation with him. Yeah. I was like, I couldn't tell. Like, he didn't. I was like, yeah, that's the sheriff. And I was like, I mean, you've met him. He's so personable and so relatable that he's not going to be like, oh, I'm the sheriff. Like, you would never know. Yeah, you would never know.
You would never know.
And I always get a little giggle out of that when I see people that I had no idea. I'll be like, yeah, that's the sheriff. And they're like, oh, I talked to him for like 5 whole minutes. I was like, yeah, he's a really personable guy.
That's. That's the great thing with all of you, to be able to just walk up and do that. There are so many good things about National Night Out. It starts at what time?
So it starts at 5, and it goes till 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So our vendors and our exhibitors, they come in usually around like 4 o'clock and get set up, and then all the vehicles are taken out. So at 5 o'clock, vehicle traffic is done, so it's safe for people to come in. At that point, it's just go wherever you want, talk to whoever you want, stay as long as you want. But it's great. And the thing is, I love with our deputies is that a lot of our families come out to it. So like, you know, like my wife and my kids, and my in-laws, they come out to it. So a lot of our families come to it, and we love it. 'Cause you'll see my daughters come up while I'm, you know, walking around talking to people, and they'll come up and hug me. And, you know, people see that and they're like, oh, this is your family. And it's funny, 'cause some people forget that we have families and that
you're real people.
Yeah, we're real people. And I think that's the thing I love most from the law enforcement side of National Night Out, is that it gives us the time where we're in a friendly environment. We're not worried about, like, you know, too much about like safety, you know, about, you know, hey, is someone a threat, not a threat, you know, all the things that you worry about in law enforcement when you go to like a call.
Sure.
This is like, okay, this is a friendly family environment, and it allows us to kind of like, you know, show the human side of us and show the you know, relatable side of us. There's so many kids that give high fives and hugs to our deputies, and you see them just grinning ear to ear, and it just, I don't know, I love any time that we can show, you know, the human side of us in law enforcement. Go, yes, we are, like, my family's out here, like, you know, their deputies, their families are out here, like, this is, it's not just we're here as the sheriff's office to just look good in the community, like, no, we have our families come out because it's such a great event for families to come out to. And I always love that aspect of it.
5 to 8 on a Tuesday at Stafford Marketplace, National Night Out. Sergeant Stephen Curtis here. We're going to talk more about National Night Out and a few other things this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg Dot Today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA, Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Sergeant Stephen Curtis here this morning from the Stafford Sheriff's Office. National Night Out is a Tuesday at Stafford Marketplace. I've got a couple other things to talk to you about, Sergeant, that we'll get into in a second. But again, back to National Night Out.
Yeah.
The other great thing is, and I sort of hang around you guys and know this stuff, but I always learn at National Night Out, and I'm amazed at the technology and the equipment that you have.
You
take a look at some of this equipment, and you realize you're dealing with some big time things, and you've got equipment to handle it. We're not just some, you know, you've got some sleepy little community. Not that anybody thinks Stafford is, but you've got some equipment.
Yeah, no, we're very fortunate that we've been able to really invest in through different programs. And it's like our Bearcat, our, you know, big heavily armed vehicle.
Yeah.
That's something that, you know, Fred Spotsy and us, like, that we came in on together. And to be able to have that out there and show it to people and show, you know, the reasons we use it. And honestly, the kids love climbing around. They climb around, jump in the turret up top, the hatch.
Yeah, you go up there.
Kids love it so much. You know, anything big and fancy and all that. But our drones, like, we have a whole table, and we're putting videos out there showing what the drone does. And it's funny because, like, we have our canine demo, which, you know, canines and kids and families, they love the dogs. They love the canines. The only thing we've ever been able to compete with the dogs is our drones. It's the only thing that excites especially kids enough to look away from the cute puppy is when they see the drones. And it's just, it's something that, you know, even a lot of, like, kids and families, they've had little drones. You know, the ones you fly on Christmas or a birthday, and you last like 10 seconds before it hits a wall and explodes. But they see these, you know, different drones we have, because we have a lot of different ones. And we even got new ones this year that has the FPV goggles. So you can actually, you know, I've had kids, they'll put the goggles on and then I fly it around, and they can actually see, like, what the drone sees. Yeah. It's almost like an experience. Like, when I tell kids, I was like, you ever see, you know, hear bird's eye view? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I was like, this is what you're going to do. This is what a bird sees when it flies. And I make it do little zooms and dips and dives. And all you hear every time is just, whoa. It's just such a great feeling. But yeah, it's to be able to show that technology and then explain what we use it for. Because a lot of people know we have drones at the sheriff's office. But like I said earlier, a lot don't know what we use it for. They're like, oh, you must chase cars with it. I was like, no, it's like, I shock people. I'm like, 80% of the time that I get called out at 2 in the morning and I have to jump out of bed and get my uniform on and go get the drones, it's for usually like a missing kid or a missing adult with Alzheimer's dementia. And then as soon as I say that, they're like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yep. Like, you know, I have a family member who's gone wandering. And it's like, yeah, that's majority of what we use it for. So it's, again, it's, I love that we can show off. It's one-stop shop where you can literally walk down one of the past there in the shopping center, and you'll just see everything that we have, all the technology, all the things we utilize. And again, you can ask anything you want about it. Like, hey, what are the laws pertaining to drones? Like, are you allowed to just watch me for no reason? I was like, no, actually, here's the reasons that we do. Here's the things we can do. Here's the exemptions we have.
Yeah.
Because it's all about education. It's all about, like, you know, showing that, hey, these are the tools we have. And the fact that it makes kids go, whoa, is just like a cherry on top, because it's always, they don't really understand the scope of what we use things for. They just think it's really cool. But, you know, the parents, I see them nodding their heads and listening. And that's the thing is, like, you know, what can we do more? What can we get better of? Like, if people are like, hey, I don't like that you use the, you know, equipment for that reason, or I think you'd be better using this. We've had citizens tell us, like, hey, we think you should use the new flock cameras. We think you should do, you know, get this. You should get this. You should get more of these signs. And they think we don't take that into account, but we actually jot down every time someone makes a suggestion and ask that out. Even some of the National Night Out changes we've made have been based off citizens just walking up and just being like, hey, I think this year if you did a row down the middle, so there was a, you know, a middle path that people could walk through. Well, guess what? If you come to National Night Out this year, you know, next Tuesday, there's going to be a row down the middle that people can walk through to get between, you know, so you're not just going up and down the aisles.
Yeah.
That was just two or three people last year that just said, hey, I think that'd be a good idea. Okay, sure. We love it.
Interesting. That's so interesting. Yeah, in Stafford had drones. You were one of the first with the technology years ago. I can remember using it. And now you different in some cases you have put some videos up on Facebook that show when you're pursuing someone or you're looking for someone.
Yeah.
It's fascinating how you can pinpoint it. You can have a deputy right there, and it really. Really is a help.
Yeah, I mean, one of the recent ones we had, I think last year, was the Civil War Park, you know, person that went missing. Mm-hmm. And to be able to show how hard it is to find someone in that massive park.
Yep.
And then be able to show how the drone was able to find it within about an hour or 2 hours. I mean, it used to be someone went missing in a park. You got 40, 50 people on a line. And you just went around walking through the woods with a flashlight saying their name.
Yep.
And people could be, I think, 8 hours to 3 days was the average time for someone to be missing.
Hmm.
But with canine and drones working together with that technology piece, you know, it's down to about 2 to 6 hours on average to find someone, you know, in those situations. And that person we found came out with the blue toes, you know, had to get in the ambulance, go to the hospital because
thank goodness you had drones.
It was like 30 some degrees outside, I think, with the wind chill, all that. It was some insane cold temperatures that time. But yeah, it was just and it was just wearing basketball shorts and sandals, and it was definitely a situation when they got back in the ambulance. It was like, yeah, I mean, he eventually got fully recovered, no issues. But they said if he had been out there for, you know, 2-3 more hours, like there probably would have been some long lasting, you know, side effects of his extremities. So yeah, it's a fantastic. We've had it for about 8 years. We've tried to be on some of the leading edge, but we've also helped out and developed a lot of other agencies in the, you know, Commonwealth, state of Virginia. Now it's great. Spotsy, we work with Spotsy's, Fred. We do a lot with all the other organizations, and we go back and forth and we learn from each other. So even though we've been doing it for one of the longer ones for law enforcement, some of the other ones that haven't been doing it as long,
you can
still
train them.
Teach us things. Well, even they show some things that they pick up and learn too. But for the past couple of years, we've done Spotsy's veterans celebration they do, and they're like, hey, we want to do a drone flyover, and we had, you know, 4 or 5 agencies doing like a drone like flyover. And I thought that was the coolest idea, and I was like, yeah, it's so cool. Absolutely. We've done that a couple of years, and it's been really enjoyable. So
yeah, and the other thing with National Night Out is that I think that the kids and everyone like is the motorcycle demonstration.
Oh yeah,
to see
yeah.
all that up yep. close, and just to see the precision and the training that they all have.
Oh yeah, we've had people who actually ride motorcycles, like, you know, as a hobby they ride motorcycles, and to see the way they like fully dip the motorcycle and spin on it and everything they do with that precision. We put all the cones out and they do all their, you know, maneuvers on it. Yeah, it's interesting to see people just being like, you shouldn't be able to do that with a motorcycle and not tear it up. And I was like, it might get a little tore up sometimes, but it's all, and people love the motors. The kids love the motors.
Yeah.
It's, and like I said, the motors guys, they love putting on a show, because for the most part, the motor guys, you know, they're doing out here all day, all night, driving, doing traffic accidents, things like that. But to be able to do the demos, like, they have a kick out of it when everyone's cheering and because they take a lot of pride in the fact that they can maneuver those motorcycles the way they do. I've never been on a motorcycle day in my life, so even I'm standing there just going like, wow, like, I've seen it multiple times, but I've never driven a motorcycle. I have no plans to.
And me both.
Yeah, I was like, that's just, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable on a motorcycle. I've worked too many motorcycle accidents, but to see what they do and how easily and skilled they do it is, like I said, even every year I'm a little starstruck by it. So.
Yeah. So again, this is National Night Out. Begins at 5 to 8 on Tuesday at Stafford Marketplace.
Yep, Tuesday.
And it really is a chance to just get up close to all of this.
Yeah.
To not only the sheriff's office, but the community. The schools have a
the schools they are there. Big thing. They're bringing
Fire
their
rescue does.
Yeah, the schools are bringing their new scout bus. So it'll be their brand new scout bus they're putting out in the community. Fire rescue is there in a huge, like a whole section is fire rescue. So if you ever, you know, climb through a fire truck, ambulances, ask questions, see everything they're doing, CPR train, like literally. I could spend another hour just talking about what fire rescue brings to it, and it's amazing, and we love that, because, you know, fire rescue, just, they're showstoppers in themselves. They have so many different things and programs and things that they show off. I mean, they have a whole inflatable like firehouse that kids can climb around and go through. It's they bring a lot of fun to National Night Out every single year. So it's fantastic.
It really, I mean, I think you, at least I, when I walk away every year, just so impressed with the various things you've been able to pull together. But you can't help but walk away just feeling like Stafford County is really in a good spot, and citizens are well taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. And the great thing is, it's, you think it's a lot, and it is to a certain degree. Just put it all together, it is a lot. But when everyone that's participating, all the exhibitors, everyone, all the organizations, when they're like, we have a meeting beforehand with all of them, say, hey, you need to get here at this time, do this, do that, setting up and like breaking down everything, it's more cohesive than you would think for that many, like 125, 130 exhibitors and everything.
Wow.
It's we don't have to do a lot, because the community, especially the ones that have been coming out a long time, National Night Out, they know what to do. They know the rules. They know the setup. They know everything. So it's very little work that we have to do because it's grown past even us as a law enforcement agency, where we don't have to give a lot of guidance because the community has been doing this long enough. They're like, okay, nope, this is what it does. This is how we do it. And they help out each other. I've seen so many people set up their areas and then see someone struggling to put a tent up or struggling to put like their, you know, tables up or like, you know, struggling to get all their stuff on the tables. And they'll go over and help them. And it's just, it's amazing because I'm like, that's the whole point of it, is it's that it's not just about, you know, the sheriff's office, fire rescue, or your organization. It's about creating this event in the community
for everybody
that displays the entire community of Stafford and for everyone. It's great.
Yeah. We'll conclude this morning talking a little bit more about National and Out, but we wanted to take a quick side road, and we'll do a show on this and a number of these topics, a full show in the upcoming months. But one of the things you also are involved is houses of worship.
Yes.
Safety. And boy, that seems like that's something that pastors and church members in every congregation need to take seriously and have a plan.
Yeah, I mean, especially lately, you know, for those watching the news, there's been a lot of incidents that tied into certain faith organizations. And yeah, so I'm a coordinator for Worship Watch, which is basically like Neighborhood Watch, but for houses of worship. So, you know, about 151 churches, synagogues, temples, Buddhist shrines in Stafford that most people don't even know about. And it's worried about security, because to be a house of worship, you're supposed to be open and inviting, you know, doors unlocked, come on in. And I tell churches and houses of worship when I go there and help security with them, I was like, I can make you the most secure house of worship in entire Stafford. You'll look like a penitentiary, not less like a place of worship.
Right.
I was like, but you'll be the safest one. So it is where you have to be this open and inviting, which invites also an element of safety and risk and danger. But that's the goal, and the mission is to let people come in and freely come in. So it is, it's a lot, and the mood and the temperature of safety and security in the houses of worship is always kind of nervous and energy during, you know, specific holidays or unrest and across the nation, things like that. But it's a really great program to just, one, connect with them on a safety and security measure, and then two, I can't tell you how many volunteers, I mean, 151 houses of worship, and a vast majority of them ask me all the time, hey, what can we do to help out in the community? Are there, you know, 5-10 families the schools have that we can, you know, get gifts for or do Thanksgiving and take care of? You know, what roads need the most trash cleaned up? So a lot of people, I don't think, realize that there's a lot of groups out here in Stafford that are helping to clean up, you know, the trash on the streets, or helping take care of like families, or help doing projects in the community, you know, just to better the community up. And they're doing it all year long. And I get to see what they're all doing because a lot of them ask me like, hey, what can we do? What do you think? Even today, there's a homeless outreach down in the hotels at Super 8 and Motel 6 called Stafford Rise. Most people don't know about that, but it's this huge thing that the schools are a part of, we're a part of, Fire Rescue's a part of, the library's a part of, a lot of the organizations coming to National Night Out are actually a part of. There's a lot that goes on in Stafford that people don't realize.
Yeah, you're right. We go about our business, but there are a lot of collaboration with a lot of organizations. When you were talking about Worship Watch and saying that's one of the things I had up, I was just going to say, It might be a shorter list if I were to say to you, so Sergeant Curtis, what aren't you involved with? Because boy, I see you in a lot of different areas, and it's not only Stafford too. There is great collaboration with the city in Spotsylvania and Stafford. You all work together.
Yeah. So me, Sergeant James Carr, and Deputy Margarita Figueroa Spotsy, Sergeant Carr is with Fresburg. We're like this little dream team together that we push through any red tape or jurisdictional issues, anything like that. And we come together. We work a triad, which is law enforcement partnering with our senior citizens, our adult seniors, and trying to prevent crime prevention in that aspect, especially with scams. So we collaborate, work. We try to get lunch, and it never works out because we're all so busy. But it's great because we work together on that in that aspect of trying to figure out, hey, what can we do? Because I try to have my hands in everything. You know, my unit, Crime Prevention Office, you know, I have Deputy Frank Shannon who does businesses. I do houses of worship in neighborhoods. You know, First Sergeant James Mangan is Homeland Security, so he's tying in with the federal side and everything going on with that. And it's, we try to be involved in as much as we can, like upcoming fall festivals and trunk or treats. I think we have about 19 trunk or treats I'm scheduled to show up at. It's great because it's this is that's the whole point of it, is that trying to get connected with the community and know what's going on. If I don't know something that's going on, then I'm failing at my job, whether it's events or situations or something happening with the neighborhoods. And then again, while I try to stay within my Stafford confines, you just find that you hear me talk about community all the time. Community is past just Stafford. We have a lot of business owners and a lot of organizations that work and do business in Stafford, but they live in Spotsier, they live in Freshburg, they live in King George. So I try to do a lot of stuff with the regional side of things, the COC, Consumer Care, Micah Ministries, everything they're doing. Like, there's a lot that we try to partner with as an agency past just Stafford, because what happens in Spotsier, King George, Fairfax, it affects our citizens in Stafford. So if we just stuck to Stafford, we'd be doing a disservice to our Stafford residents, because we know there's so much that affects you all and our citizens that is past just Stafford. So yes, I try to be everywhere I can. That's very nice of you, but honestly, it's usually the citizens that are just reach out to the sheriff's office and say, hey, can you come to this event of ours? Can you do this? Yeah. Can you give me information on this? And then while talking, just being like, hey, if you ever need anything, here's my contact, here's my information. And I hand my cell phone number out like candy to people. And they're always like, oh, I don't want to bother you. I'm like, my job is for you to reach out and to connect with me. So,
Sergeant Stephen Curtis here with the Stafford Sheriff's Office. National Night Out is Tuesday. We'll wrap it up and talk about that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning. Great stuff. National Night Out is on Tuesday at Stafford Marketplace. Sergeant Stephen Curtis from the Stafford Sheriff's Office is here. And before we get out of here, Veronica from Gwyneth's Gift has just walked in.
Woo!
She lives right across the street. And Gwyneth's Gift has played a big part in with National Night Out. If people aren't aware of what mm-hmm. the good work that you do, talk a little bit about what you do. And just, boy, the chance on National Night Out to get to be in front of the community is a great thing, Veronica.
Yes, we've been going to National Night Out at Stafford for a little over 5 years, and it's been fantastic. It's allowed us to really be in front of the community that we serve, teaching them on how to save a life. So Gwyneth's Gift Foundation provides hands-only CPR and AED training for free. We do it all over the community, all over Virginia, and our goal is to be able to save someone's life when sudden cardiac arrest happens. And National Night Out has been a place for us to meet with the communities that sometimes are vulnerable and are not able to seek us out for training. So it's really amazing work that we've done. And because of National Night Out, we have grown exponentially. So we have gotten more calls every time we go to this event. Meeting the community, seeing the people that really need us, that is what makes us our hearts tick, no pun intended. But we love being part of this event, and Curtis has been amazing. Every year he calls us, and we're like, you don't need to call us, we want to be there. So if you have not gone, it's free. You can get to learn about all the great organizations in the area. So we are so excited to see you there. So if you want to learn how to do hands-only free CPR training and learn how to use a defibrillator, come on out. We teach anyone from 5 years and over. We would be really happy to teach you how to save a life.
Yeah, those five-year-olds, sometimes I've seen them out there, and they are giving,
they
commit to that CPR. I was like, that's who I want helping me, is not someone who's timid, but the five-year-olds that come out, and they're just like, do-do-do-do. It's awesome.
And to have them there, this is just what we talked about. This is letting the community know about an organization that ultimately can have, the more people who know how to do it, you're making a safer community.
And again, up in North Stafford, Stafford Marketplace, Gwyneth's Gifts down the city. So if you're not someone who goes to the city very often, you might not know about them or heard about the resources and the services and the help that they provide. So the fact that they're able to come up and willing to come in up to North Stafford, even just for one night, the amount of people that come through, it's amazing to have that information given to the people that need it most. Like you're talking about a lot of the residents and the neighbors that don't have the services or the ability to really travel and learn about the stuff. We have a couple neighborhoods right around Stafford Marketplace mm-hmm. that do have people that need help, and they can't make them way down to Fredericksburg. So to at least have one night to get that information, everything is huge.
It makes for a safer community. So.
And I like when we come back and they're like, oh, we saw you last year, and you see them growing up. But I will tell you just really quickly, we had a story out of Northern Virginia. We trained some Boy Scouts in March, and we got a call that their troop leader had sudden cardiac arrest and they were able to save his life.
Wow.
And I'm talking about that's children awesome. Have the ability yeah. to do such great mm-hmm. things, and we see a lot of children at this event, and that is our future. These yeah. are the kids that are going to leave the legacies behind, and this is Gwyneth's legacy, to ensure that we have safer communities that are confident in being able to save a life and not just, you know, being bystanders.
And ultimately, that's what Sergeant Kurtz, this is all about. Yeah. Safer communities yeah. and just to see everything first, not only to see it, but to learn on, yeah. on Tuesday. So
that's
Tuesday, 5 to 8 at Stafford Marketplace. Thank you so much. This was great stuff.
Thank you.
I'll see you on Tuesday out there, and we'll get together again real soon and talk about things. And Gwyneth's Gift, we'll do a show with Gwyneth's Gifts again one of these days.
Yes, please. We love coming in here. Thank you so much.
A lot of fun. Sergeant Stephen Kurtz, Veronica from Gwyneth's Gift, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love again, it. Stafford Marketplace, Tuesday, 5 to 8, National Night Out. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.